This is the brief on conversational AI, watch number 83. The documents arrived. This week, literally every major player, from federal lawmakers to big tech, dropped massive legal documents that are completely rewriting the rules for chatbots. First up, the U.S. House just passed the KIDS Act, H.R. 7757, by a vote of 267 to 117 to regulate bots for minors. Then, a crazy Wired report dropped showing Meta contractors spent months posing as teens, running 45,000 crisis prompts through ChatGPT, Gemini, and Character AI. Now, is it just a massive coincidence that a Fortune 100 company's aggressive safety test against rivals leaked exactly when the House voted? Second, local courts and states are cracking down. A Chicago federal court is actually weighing whether ChatGPT is legally accountable or just a mere tool. I mean, that's kind of like asking if a calculator can commit medical malpractice. Meanwhile, Rhode Island's total ban on unlicensed AI therapy is already law, and New York's Senate Bill 9051B, carrying a $25,000 per violation fine, is sitting right on Governor Hochul's desk. Finally, what about your privacy? Anthropic restored Fable 5 globally on July 1st, but by July 8th, flagged users will need biometric IDs, like live selfies and facial geometry. Plus, Endpoints News just revealed which mental health bots train on real therapy hours versus synthetic ones. Are we really forced to trade our faces and most private thoughts just to stay in the loop with these models? Well, to help navigate this chaos, Jess Jessup's new book, Therapist in the Loop, publishes on Amazon today. The move fast and break things era of AI has officially hit a massive wall of paperwork.